Well, it's a tough decision. All these decisions, Rob, are very well thought through, discussed with all the staff, unanimous by the staff, not a single decision that I'm making, and then endorsed by the chairman, who at Rotherham United has always supported and backed his managers. So, from a Millers point of view, Ian Sharps, who of course was on loan at Burton Albion, Nicky Hunt, who was on loan up at Accrington, have both been made available for permanent transfer, as is Lionel Ainsworth and K.O.D. Odigie. So they're the four names, and of course we've had Danny Schofield, who's been on the list for something like 12 months now. So it's they're the four key players, I think, that will certainly attract interest. In fact, since they've been made available in the last hour, then my phone's been ringing, so we'll see where that goes.
So you've had some early interest then in that quartet?
Yeah, we have, you know, and you'd expect that to be fair. Ian Sharps has had a wonderful 4 months at Burton Albion and led them very, very close to promotion, as we know. Nicky Hunt was one of the outstanding players up at Accrington that helped them survive in League Two. And we all know what Lionel Ainsworth and Cody Odigie can do on their day. So there's interest, but that was to be expected. And I continue to be, hopefully there'll be further interest, because we want the players to be playing football. They want to be playing football, but we understand there's a lot of decisions got to be made before then from their point of view.
It's no real surprise, is it, that you've made players available? It's just part of the process, isn't it? When you win promotion, some players are going to move on.
Yeah, it's a difficult part of the process. You know, these players will be, should they be Millers players come the end of June, they'll be treated with utmost respect and the professionalism the same as the rest of the squad. But, you know, I'm making it absolutely clear that, you know, they don't figure as part of their plans going forward. And when we've decided that in the past as a management team with players, then we pretty much firmed up on it. You know, there'll be players that if we're made available for loan or whatever can always come back into position. But we're making these lads available for permanent transfer on the basis that, given the, who we hope to sign or who we're trying to sign plus what we've got, we don't really see them getting minutes on the pitch. And that's important to them equally as it is to us.
It's only about 2 or 3 weeks since you won promotion, Steve. It probably feels a bit longer than that now. It seems like an awful long time since that day at the New York Stadium. But what have you been up to? I mean, the lads have had a chance to have a bit of a break, haven't they? But it sounds like you've been right back at it.
Yeah, as a management team, there is seriously resting. You know, the players have gone out to the States and they've also done some work out there as well, but they had some fun moments as well. So the team spirit was always quite unique and quite special. And we were able to see that at first hand as the boys mixed socially as well. So that was good. But from a management point of view, I think it's fair to say that I was away from the group most of the time and locked in conference calls and discussions with potential recruits, their representatives, their clubs, of course, and, of course, back home to Mon Chairman, who I spoke to, you know, several times a day. And so we very much got to be prepared to be ready to be up and running in League One, or we'll be left behind at the start of August.
When do you expect to start making signings? I know that you were close to a fullback, weren't you? Have you been able to tie that one down? Have you finished that one off?
Well, we're almost there with that. I think everything's been agreed. It's just a case of getting the lad in and getting his signature and getting his medical done, etc. But, you know, we're just not jumping on anyone at this time. If someone's on holiday, let them go away and enjoy the holidays, etc. We're in full discussions with a number of players' representatives, but we're not talking wholesale changes here. We're talking 4, maximum 5 players coming into the football club to add to a magnificent 16, 17 man squad we've got. And we're very positive. We're looking forward to life in League One. Everyone knows we've got a very ambitious and high profile chairman, but someone who's backed everything at the Millers with his wallet and more so his wallet and not a debt. So we're very fortunate as we look forward to life come August.
And I believe you've denied interest in Ashley Vincent, Billy Mackay and Scott Flinders. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think what happens here is that we could be linked with tens upon tens of players. And sometimes what frustrates you as a manager is you feel that perhaps if certain clubs are trying to renegotiate with their players on new deals or there's interest from several clubs, they use other clubs and management teams to perhaps enhance that deal. And it's not the players. These three lads, I know two of them, and the credibility is up there with the best of them, they're good players. But they're not players that we are targeting, and they're not positions that we're ideally targeting. In fact, one of them, we've already identified a person in this position that we're close to signing. So I don't want to rock the boat more from my point of view rather than their point of view.